Sometimes I can't get to the studio and I have to work in advance. Today is apparently one of these days because you're listening to me walk you through Esquire's The 40 Best Comedy Series of All Time. If you're a new listener, when I do these article episodes, I don't pre-read the articles. Not because I'm lazy. I like to react and see what surprises await. Going down their list, they start with Curb Your Enthusiasm. Obviously a great, great show. My only question, and I go back and forth on this, is it better than Seinfeld? Or is it like not as good as Seinfeld? There are times where I feel like it's Seinfeld like perfectly realized. And obviously Seinfeld is great. I don't know. But Curb, yeah, great start to this list. Nathan for you. Wow. Is it the most elaborate prank show of all time? Is it a sincere effort to help business owners? Is it a documentary about the human condition? Is it a drama about one man's journey to find love? Nathan for you is so weirdly and incredibly all these things rolled into one postmodern comedy series, the likes of which we'd never seen before. Good recommendation there. I like this list, Esquire. Cheers. I haven't done a Cheers rewatch maybe ever. Maybe when it was first in syndication. I should go back and watch that. I loved Cheers when it first came on. I am a bartender's son, which is one of the reasons I really enjoyed Cheers when it was first on way back in the 80s. Maybe I'll do that. The Simpsons. I love The Simpsons. We all love The Simpsons. My problem is there's like too much Simpsons. I've fallen behind and I don't think I could ever catch up. I've been tempted to sit down on Disney Plus and go like, let's do a Simpsons marathon. But where do I start? Do I start with season 30, whatever, and work backwards till I run into the stuff where I kind of lost track? Do I start from the beginning and commit myself to this rewatch for probably 4 years? I don't know. But yeah, The Simpsons is great. Really digging this list so far. Atlanta. Is that coming back? I feel like that hasn't been on the air in such a long time. Donald Glover. Who does not love Donald Glover? Atlanta's a good call. Seinfeld, already discussed. Frasier. My wife liked Frasier. I never really got into it. Maybe if I ever do the Cheers rewatch after the four-year Simpsons rewatch, maybe I can treat Frasier as seasons 12 through, what would the math be, 22, 23 of my Cheers rewatch. I don't know if I'm ever going to get to Frasier, maybe in the nursing home. 30 Rock, the most overrated comedy of the 21st century. Sure, if Alec Baldwin's on screen, it's funny. If not, it's terrible. I know we're all supposed to worship at the altar of Tina Fey. 30 Rock, not a good show, in my humble opinion. Hulu's Pen 15. I haven't seen this. They say Pen 15 is an unforgettable show about the bittersweetness of girlhood, with the hosts starring as fictionalized versions of their adolescent selves. I'm not against. I'm agnostic on Pen 15. All in the Family. I'm shocked nobody remade All in the Family during the Trump presidency. It felt like it really could have done a fantastic job commenting on things. I haven't seen All in the Family on TV anywhere or streaming. I haven't watched it in a long time. I'd like to watch that again. The Jeffersons. Boy, if you are like my age, and my age is 51, this is one of those shows we all watched. The Jeffersons was fantastic back in the day, and everybody my age watched it. Arrested Development. I know a lot of people dig this. I gave it a couple shots and could never really get into it. I don't know why. Something must be wrong with me. Sex in the City. Not for me. I'll just keep moving on. Police Squad. Oh my God, Esquire, I love you. You get it. Police Squad was the TV show before the Naked Gun movies. It aired like 6 episodes. I watched at the time. Esquire writes, ABC didn't know what to do with the show, but those who liked it loved it. Its 6 episodes created a small but committed fan base that kept the buzz alive throughout the decade and led to the Naked Gun movies. It didn't last, but that doesn't mean it wasn't great. It's so good. What We Do in the Shadows is on this list. See, this is why I don't pre-read the list, because I'm being surprised as I scroll down. What We Do in the Shadows. I have a whole episode pre-recorded talking about how much I love What We Do in the Shadows. If you haven't seen the movie, watch the movie, watch the TV show. You can do it in either order. I started with the movie just because the movie came out first, but What We Do in the Shadows, I will shorthand it for you. It's basically The Office, but vampires. Continuing, Esquire's The 40 Best Comedy Series of All Time. So far, this list has been on point. Next up, a bit of a surprise for me, they have Insecure from HBO. I have not seen this dramedy that navigates the ups and downs of life for black millennial women, illuminating everything from the often hilarious tumults of sex and relationships to the humbling struggle of searching for purpose. Haven't seen that one. The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Fantastic show. I work in the media, so I doubly appreciate it. Moore is lovable and charmingly messy, but the secondary characters are so well-defined and human, you even care about buffoonish newscaster Ted and prickly landlady Phyllis. It spun two characters off into their own shows during its run, and a third, Lou Grant, became a drama. What a great show. You should watch that. Plus, Betty White is on it. Bob's Burgers is on this list. Whoa. Esquire's in on the conspiracy. If you are a new listener and you don't know what the conspiracy is, let me ask you two questions. Have you ever seen Bob's Burgers? That answer is no. Have you ever met anyone who has seen Bob's Burgers? That answer is also no. Esquire, you're in on the conspiracy. They wrote, not a single character in Bob's Burgers has aged a day, but somehow the series just keeps getting better. Of course it does, because it doesn't exist. Oh yeah, season 19 is awesome, guys. In an Oceanside town, Bob Belcher runs a family restaurant with the help of his buoyant wife and three oddball children, where his best efforts to sling one-of-a-kind burgers are often foiled by family hijinks, local health inspectors, and hilarious disasters. Where other comedies mock their quirky characters, Bob's Burgers embraces them, returning inexorably to a celebration of the weirdness that made them wonderful. Too bad the show doesn't exist. It sounds like it would be good if it actually existed. New listeners are like, what are you talking about? You've never seen Bob's Burgers because it's not actually on TV. It is something that Fox promotes. It says, after football, Bob's Burgers. But then you go watch football on NBC, and you don't bother to go back to Fox to see what they're doing. They're probably broadcasting executives in a conference room laughing at the idea that Bob's Burgers even exists, because it doesn't, because you don't watch it, because you've never seen it, never met anyone who's seen it, you're all watching football. Good Times is on the list. Norman Lear was determined to change American culture through comedy, and with this show, he took us to a place we'd never been, the projects. Drunks, dealers, and numbers runners figured among the day players who surrounded the Unbreakable Evans family, but the realism was always the star. BoJack Horseman, an improbable comedy as they come. The horse-turned-sitcom star-turned-washed-up has-been brilliantly skewers Hollywood culture while painting a stark, poignant portrait of depression and addiction. That is a great show. Big Mouth, haven't seen this one. I don't know. I don't like mixing adult themes and teenagers. I'm not saying this is a bad show. It just, I don't know. My puritanism always makes me feel weird watching such things. So I just don't watch it. Second City TV, it may not be the most well-known sketch comedy show, but it's by far one of the most influential and important series in TV history. Featuring a murderous row of comedy legends, John Candy, Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara, Martin Short, Joe Flaherty, Andrea Martin, and Rick Moranis. No love for Dave Thomas there? Evil Bob Hope? Come on, you got to mention Dave Thomas. This whole paragraph doesn't mention Dave Thomas. This says it's supposed to be coming back for a reunion on Netflix, directed by Martin Scorsese? I haven't heard that at all. Parks and Rec, that's a hole in my game because the first season just felt like The Office light and I turned on it and I never went back and everybody tells me it's great. So I will admit to being on the wrong side of history on that one. Tim and Eric's awesome show, great job. A fantastic show. Saturday Night Live is on the list. Okay, they wrote, it's strange to think of SNL as a comedy series when we're listing more traditional series like Roseanne and Seinfeld, but just because Lorne Michaels' long-running brainchild is a live sketch show doesn't mean it should be excluded from a roundup like this. All right, fine. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Yes. What a great show. Schitt's Creek. Really? Really? People love that one. Roseanne. Okay. Kenan and Kel, they write, though it may be surprising to see a Nickelodeon series crack the list, Kenan and Kel represents one of the most influential children's series to land on the network. Running for four seasons, Kenan and Kel had a litany of famous guest stars and launched the career of Saturday Night Live's current longest-running cast member. Fleabag. Fleabag's pretty good. I don't know, is it top 40? Let's get to the end of the list and see. I'm already starting to think of some things that aren't on here. In Living Color, cool. Los Espookies, really? Really? Julio Torres and Fred Armisen's bizarre HBO creation is quirky and out there as its creators. The primarily Spanish-language series follows a group of friends who turn their love of the undead, horror, and gore into a business. Really? Los Espookies? Broad City? Good show? Top 40? There's a lot of things I think aren't going to be on this list. Portlandia? Same note there. It's good, but I feel like we've skipped some things. Key and Peele? I was worried they weren't going to be on this list. Good thing they are. Good note by Esquire here. They said, sure, in 50 years, we might say Jordan Peele, the iconic horror mastermind, and Keegan-Michael Key, legendary character actor, but there's never been a sketch comedy quite like Comedy Central's team-up between the two men. Great show. Veep on the list. Yeah. Freaks and Geeks. That's always a cult favorite. The Eric Andre Show. Yeah, there's a certain sensibility on this list I'm seeing here. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I Love Lucy. See, I was starting to think about, yo, you left off some classics, Esquire. All right, I Love Lucy did make the list. Let's see if some of the other classics make it here. And that answer is no. I've scrolled down. I'm at the comments. Okay, top of mind. The Honeymooners? No. Not going to put the Honeymooners on this list? We're going to have Fred Armisen on here twice, but not Jackie Gleason and Art Carney? Okay, sure. MASH? 11 seasons? Most watched television show of all time finale? No MASH? No. Happy Days? Three's Company? Barney Miller? Scrubs? Brooklyn Nine-Nine? I'll remind you, we have Lost of Spookies on here and the Eric Andre Show and Broad City. All funny shows, but yeah. It's the 40 best comedy series of all time, but not the Honeymooners. I mean, I would put Gilligan's Island on this list for reals. The Office? The Office didn't make this list? I know I like that Nathan For You pick, but you didn't tell me that you weren't going to put The Office on the list. Parks and Rec, The Office ripoff made the list, but not, you know, The Office. No Britcoms made the list. All right, fine. It's an American list. Fine. You don't have to put Britcoms on it, but The Office isn't on this list. Bob's Burgers is on the list, but not The Office. I like the list. Esquire's top 40 best comedy series of all time. Would love to know your thoughts. You can hit me up on Twitter @DCNPod, or facebook.com/dailycomedynews. What did you think of the list? What would you have put on the list? What would you have taken off the list? Would love to hear from you. All right, that is your Daily Comedy News for today. See you tomorrow.